like a soul but wear this voiceless silence. Keep it in mind, take it on the job, that will hold. It's still good. We're still good.
Inside and out, he's a slob. He talks like a truck driver. He is a loser.
7 o'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back once again for another week. I'm a little confused this morning because I can't figure out which of the headphones the sound is coming out of. So I'm like trying on different types of headphones lying around the studio to figure out what's going on with my life. But the spring break hiatus is back. And that makes me very happy because I love to be back here in the studio. You know, your DJ Adam Kirchville here serving it up for you as I do every week. It's beautiful outside, and by beautiful I mean pretty gross. It's about 30, 39 or 40 degrees and it's supposed to rain in a little bit and rain pretty much all day. So that's always something to look forward to, but looks like it's going to be a nice week other than that, I tentatively say. But regardless of the weather outside, we're going to have a great show this morning on WMFO in Medford. Tufts University's freeform radio station. So we'll be talking about what's going on as we always do. We'll be making lots of noise as we always do. And also as we always do. Oh gosh, I just deleted it. Oh man. Wow, that's really embarrassing. Off my game today. There we go. Also as we always do, we'll be playing some good music for you here in the morning with a little John Mellencamp. Woo! On Monday Morning Madness on WMFO in Medford. Here we go.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Of living. heaven is gone. So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Change is coming around real soon, make us women. Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
faithful to their knees. Hear the softly spoken magic spell. A choir of snowfall settles so slowly on the ground. You watch it whistle by you, but you never hear a sound. It's cold and it's bitter on your ears and cheeks, but nothing's ever colder than the shoulder that you turned to me last week.
Morning Madness here on WMFO, serving up, as we always do, your sort of sad but also great love songs. That is Last Week by Second Child, straight out of my literal neighborhood in central New Jersey, which is quite an exciting thing. But the morning continues. It's 7:16 actually, and 45 seconds. Now that I've finally gotten the computers up and running for the morning, more or less, you know, we're making do. Let's keep it going with a little bit of Sugarloaf, where we're talking about incredible, but also kind of sad, but also kind of amazing love songs. This one is Green-Eyed Lady, the 6-minute version, of course. Here on Monday Morning Madness, we don't do abbreviated versions of songs. Check it out.
Thank you. green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see. Setting suns and lonely lovers free.
A. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
That's David Bowie on the saxophone, for those of you who are interested, just in case you wanted to know. Here's Rod Stewart.
I didn't know what day it was when you walked into the room. I said hello unnoticed. You said goodbye too soon. Breezing through the clientele, spinning yarns that were so lyrical. I really must confess right here, the attraction was purely physical. Took all those habits of yours that in the beginning were hard to accept. Your fashion sense, be a God's lip prints I put down to experience. The big bosom lady with a Dutch accent who tried to change my point of view. Her ad-lib lines were well rehearsed, but my heart cried. My love for you is immeasurable, my respect for you immense. You're ageless, timeless, lace and fineness, your beauty and elegance. You're a rhapsody, a comedy, you're a symphony and a play. What do you see in me? Ever found
you in my
Stewart, of course, with You're In My Heart. What a lovely, lovely piece of music. It is 7:32 in the morning. I guess it's time to throw one of these guys on.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Your PSA from this week, on Monday Morning Madness. Wow, what is going on outside? It looks like it is just about to start raining. Looks a little gross, but on a lighter note, I figured I'd do a little bit of music lore for you guys, for the country music fans out there. I was talking this weekend about Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and how they're related. Johnny Cash, obviously the more famous of the two, but I also happen to be quite a sucker for some good old Merle Haggard. And we were talking about the whole Okie from Muskogee and Oklahoma movement and Merle Haggard's backstory, which is really interesting, how he was in prison, really. He was like a bad person, and he was in prison, and when Johnny Cash was doing his rounds, performing in prisons, Merle Haggard was in the audience of one of those concerts and said, wow, like, this is what I want to be. I want to be a country musician. And as soon as Merle got out of prison, he started just pursuing a career in country music and ended up becoming a really, really good musician and kind of right on the edge of when country began to switch from more of a Nashville sound to a Bakersfield sound. So Merle Haggard was one of the final kind of original country musicians, if you want to call it that, before it switched up quite a bit. But what I'm going to do is I'll play you Folsom Prison Blues that Johnny Cash did at Folsom Prison, and then I'll play you Okie from Muskogee by Merle Haggard, so you can hear kind of the difference, the influence, and just get a little bit of now you know that Merle Haggard didn't just come out of nowhere. He was inspired by, well, Johnny Cash. And I mean, who wouldn't be? Listen to him.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. But there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take no trips on LSD. We don't burn no drive cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. We don't make no party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Hey, leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football is still the roughest thing on campus. and the kids there still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Hey, Prairie with squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. And Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Now you know. That's Merle Haggard with Okie from Muskogee. Now you know, and you can tell all of your friends that you know where exactly Merle Haggard came from. On the opposite end of the lore spectrum, I've been doing a lot of research into D'Angelo recently, who I think is absolutely a fascinating artist and who is really incredibly unique in his style of music, and I find him to be really interesting to listen to, even if sometimes I don't exactly get A, what he's saying, or B, really what's going on in the song at all. But I do want to play you a little bit from Black Messiah, which was released at the very end of 2014, and was super cool because D'Angelo, the last album that he released before Black Messiah, hold on, I'm stalking his Spotify page now. The last album that he released before Black Messiah was Voodoo, which he released in 2000. So this guy, after he released Voodoo, he went on a 14-year hiatus. And usually when bands come back and release an album like 15 years after their prime, so to speak, they end up being really bad. I mean, I think of like recent albums that were put out by bands like, you know, The Cars, Guns N' Roses. No offense to them, but I just feel like at a certain point, you might as well stop making music. But Black Messiah is a phenomenal album and totally... It's similar, but at the same time very different from the rest of his music, and really interesting. I mean, he's kind of a pinnacle of this like sex figure in R&B music, and there were stories of when he was playing in the late 1990s and early 2000s of at his concerts, you know, grown women would be squealing, literally just yelling for him to take his shirt off on stage. So just a really fascinating character, and obviously he didn't stop with his whole sex appeal thing, because he released this song on Black Messiah, which is called Sugar Daddy. Very catchy, just such an amazing piece of music, and try to find anything like this out now that's not by D'Angelo. It's amazing. Give it a listen.
She needs respect. She loving. I just wish that I could open up.
Baby on the butt, good girl. She got me loving on just one. Are just pieces of the layers. Only one she love as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side, and beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with a hands tied, president of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
mother. Slowly, taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole. Been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly, taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been waiting for you, you're my Sunday king. Come on in this house, it's gonna rain, rain down time. It's gonna rain.
Candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream. Catch a dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in
this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down,
rain down.
It's gonna rain. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slow.
course, is Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment there with Sunday Candy, the monumental climax to Surf, the album they released in 2015. What a beautiful piece of music. And while we're all waiting now for Chance the Rapper to come out with his third album, we'll have to see if he actually decides to sell it this time or if he just gives it away like the rest of his other albums. But quite the piece. One of these days I'm going to have to play the acoustic version of that they did on SNL. It is absolutely phenomenal. It's slowed way down and it's just a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. But I've got a couple more for you before this day's show is done. This week's version of Monday Morning Menace. I'll play you a little bit of the Beatles to bring you back because I've been playing some pretty forward avant-garde stuff, so I'll do that. And then I'll get you a little bit more before I head out. But anyway, here are those last two tracks. Have a lovely week, everyone, and I'll see you next Monday.
Said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoe strings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. She says it's much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done.